And now, the life of Mary Southern. Mary and Dr. John Benson speed through the night to the scene of the prison fight. Mary's heart is heavy, for Max, her imprisoned husband, may have been injured in the fire, or she refuses to think of the possibility of anything worse. You remember that Gerald Proust appeared just as they were leaving for the journey to the prison. Proust, of course, wants to break Mary's control in the Sanders' interest. He has threatened to drive Dr. Benson out of the clinic if he doesn't withdraw his support of Mary at once. And now Dr. Benson has left the children's clinic in charge of young Dr. Cartwright. A little girl's knee has become seriously infected. Dr. Benson has left the case to Dr. Cartwright's judgment. If the little girl does not pull through, what new lies will Gerald Proust spread about Mary and Dr. Benson? Mary and Dr. Benson are nearing the prison. Dr. Benson's eyes are fixed grimly on the road ahead, his strong, sensitive hands grasping the wheel. Mary's eyes are closed. Sleep, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping you'd fall asleep.
No.
Take that blanket on the back seat, Mary, and wrap up. Nights are getting cold now.
I'm all right, John.
Lie back and try to get some sleep, my dear. You're going to need your strength.
I can't, John. Try to close my eyes, and still I can't shut out the picture. Max may be suffering and needing it.
Well, I suppose that's the price you have to pay when you love someone very much. Every little hurt to them is another pang in your heart. But it's worth it.
John, you know you're so kind.
Just another old sawbones doing a very ordinary job.
But you're still a very young man, John, for the trust that's been placed in you at the clinic.
Mary, you know something?
No, what, John?
I love that old red brick building. Cool whiteness of the surgery. The way the kids chatter as I walk up and down the road with a little white bed.
I know, John. I've watched their faces light up when you come by. I know something else about you, too.
What?
I found out from Dr. Cartwright that you've been spending a third of your salary on books and games for those kids.
Now, Mary, Cartwright's exaggerating. Oh, I don't mind putting in a few pennies of my own now and then. Hospital boys are pretty decent to me. But we have just so much money to do with, you know.
But you do the bulk of the work, John. And it's such good work.
I get a great kick out of it, Mary.
Your job means a lot to you, doesn't it, John?
You bet it does. I have one of the best surgeries in the state. Board of directors that gives me a free hand and some grand doctors to work with. What more can a man want?
You have a great deal of faith in your fellow doctors, don't you?
Sure. They trust me, too. Can't get along without faith and trust in this old world, Mary. The whole thing will just go bang and fold up otherwise.
But this young Dr. Cartwright, what about...
What about him?
Oh, isn't he just a little too enthusiastic about a surgery, I mean?
Oh, that. Yeah, sure. Naturally, you want to get things done in a hurry. But the kids love him. Former All-American back, you know.
Say, what about that little girl with the injured knee?
Oh, you mean Betty Dillon?
Mm-hmm. Betty Dillon? Why, she's Merlin Davis' niece.
I didn't mean about
Johnny
that.
Cartwright doesn't pull that little girl through. Do you realize?
We mustn't think of that, Mary. I told you I trusted Cartwright.
But Merlin Davis' niece, John. Do you realize that if anything happens
I'll
to that
child... I'll say it for you, Mary. Proust will say that I neglected my duty to the children's clinic.
What if Proust should get to Merlin Davis with that story? Davis can sway the board any way he pleases. Why, your position is head of the clinic. And I got you into this.
Mary, listen to me. I know that I'm doing the right thing in giving Dr. Cartwright a free hand. I'll take my chances with him every time.
But what if Proust persuades the workers that you deliberately shirked your duty at the clinic to help me? Why, I'd never forgive myself.
Now, Mary, you've been through so much that you're jumping at shadows.
Oh, John.
Just like you, Mary. With all the trouble and worry in your own life to think about me. But, my dear, I can handle this on my own shoulders and help you, too, if you'll let me.
John, you know you're such a grand person.
Sounds mighty good to hear you say that, Mary. You know what I've always thought about you.
Yes, John. And I'm not being disloyal to Max. I love him with all my heart. Perhaps. Well, maybe if things had been different, perhaps.
Thank you, Mary, for that perhaps.
We're almost there, John?
Just around the next bend, I guess.
Hey, John, look up ahead. At the crossroads.
Oh, whole raft of state troopers. What goes on
here? Wait, they're waiting for us to stop.
Yeah, we'll soon see what this is all about.
We'll have to turn back, mister. The road is closed.
Closed?
Now, look here. I've got to get to that prison.
Who are we supposed to get through here? The prison's on fire and three convicts escaped.
But I've got to get through. I'm a doctor. They sent for me.
Yeah? Let me see your identification.
For heaven's sake, man. Here. Can't you see the insignia on my radiator? Every minute counts now.
Okay, I guess you can go through. This lady a nurse?
Why, she's my assistant.
Sorry to hold you up, Doctor, but I have my orders.
All right, all right. Now, just let me get going.
John, I heard what they said. Three convicts escaped. You don't suppose no?
Oh, come now, Mary. You know Max better than that. He'll be in there helping the guards. You'll see.
John, the sky's all red behind that hill.
Now, Mary, dear, you've been a brave girl till now. And you're going to keep on being brave. Just a little further and we'll be at the gate.
John, that cloud. All smoke and flame. I can't look, John. Oh!
Mary, I'm depending on you now. And I've never depended on anyone in my life. Don't break, Mary. Do this for me and Max. Don't let us down now.
That's right, John. I won't let you two down. I'll be all right.
That's. We'll lick this thing, Mary.
Yes. We'll find that thing again. We'll find him.
Here, Mary. Take this package of bandages. Mm-hmm. Follow me.
Right behind you, John.
Dr. Benson.
Oh, Dr. Tracy. Glad to find you here. This is my assistant, Mary Southern.
How do you do, Miss Southern?
How do you do?
You can take over right here, Dr. Benson. We've set up a temporary hospital in the warden's house.
Fine.
20 cases of smoke poisoning, 6 major burns.
Have there been any deaths?
Yes, 4.
Oh, no! Stop!
Mary?
What's this, Miss Southern? What kind of a nurse are you? Can't have squeamish women around here.
Dr. Tracy, I must explain. Miss Southern is not a nurse. She's the wife of one of the prisoners, Max Sanders.
You shouldn't have brought her here, Dr. Benson.
Doctor, there were human side to everything. Her husband is in that prison.
Dr. Benson, I had to face the wives of a dozen prisoners just a moment ago. Had to put them in the guard's quarters. I hate to sound hard, but this is a hard job here. Now, let's get down to work.
Right. You feel better, Mary?
Sorry, I'll try to control myself.
Claire, now, you come along with us to the warden's house. I'll need you, Mary. I want you with me.
All right.
Here, warden. What's the hurry? Got a nasty scratch there. Better let me dress it.
Doctor, C-block's on fire. The fireman can't get a hold through the corridor. The smoke got one of them.
Warden, get 2 of your men to carry this full mortar. Dr. Benson, you stand by with the tannic spray.
Doctor, you can't go in there. It's suicide.
Don't talk rot. You're wasting time. Now give me a hand here, man. Now, careful. Don't run so fast you'll drop that bag.
Mary, go back to the gate.
No, John. I've got to stay with you. I've got to find Max.
I'm trying to tell you, Doctor, that there's a gasoline truck in the next yard, next to C-block. If the fire gets to that truck, it'll blow them into Kingdom Come.
A gasoline truck? How did that come to be left there?
Didn't have time to get it out. It's been there for several days. Have to get a permit before you can move the gas truck from the grounds. And the fire started before it was too late.
That's the official mind for you, Dr. Benson. Now you see what we have to put up with.
Well, don't blame me, Doc. Just before that fire started, 2 men were making trouble in Block A cell. So I transferred them to Block C cell.
John, Block A is master. His cell was there. Warden, tell me the names of those 2 men.
Huh? Why, have you got somebody in there?
Tell me their names. You must tell me.
Well, lady, don't look at me like that. All right, all right. There were 2 guys named Cheney and Sam.
Max!
Mary!
Max!
Come back here!
Max!
Mary,
Max!
Come back here!
Max!
Mary Southern runs off in the direction of the burning cellar block, hoping to find her beloved husband.